we're going to talk about denialism here for a few minutes, because denialism is rampant across society. And I think it's always been that way, by the way. I think this is part of human psychology that's just hardwired into people. I think even ancient civilizations of Pacific Islanders that lived next to a volcano, for example, maybe they heard stories of their ancestors surviving a giant volcanic eruption, but they thought, it's just a fairy tale. And even though they wake up every day and they see this giant, monstrous mountain, you know, dominating the horizon, they think to themselves, that'll never erupt. It's just, you know, it's fine. Everything's going to be fine. Tomorrow's going to be just like today. And then one day it erupts and everybody's living in denial. And then they get killed by, what's it called? The pyroclastic flows, I believe. You know, the superheated steam and ash that rolls down the hills and just envelops entire villages and kills people instantly. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So people have always lived in denial, and that's still true today. People are in denial about vaccines and the vaccine damage that's killing so many people. I know people who are fully vaccinated, fully boosted, and other people are dying around them, and they say, oh, no, it couldn't be vaccines. No, the vaccines were safe and effective, they say. It's got to be something different. Was recently told that someone related to someone I know went in to have some kind of surgical procedure, and they opened this person up for the surgery, and they stopped the surgery because this person's body was riddled with cancer tumors. And this person is too young to have cancer tumors, but of course that person is fully boosted, injected, you know, fully compliant with the vaccines, had cancer several years ago. It was under control, it was in remission and so on, and then boom, riddled with cancer now after the vaccine. But of course, these people won't blame the vaccine. They will say it's bad luck or something, which sounds a lot like the logic of the, you know, the ancient islanders. Like, don't anger the mountain gods or you'll have bad luck. You know, it's the total abandonment of actual science or the idea of cause and effect. Essentially, people today who take the vaccines, they're basically saying don't anger the health gods or you might be struck down by random, you know, horrible things, just heart inflammation out of the blue without any cause whatsoever. They can't tie it to the vaccine, so they invent some kind of deistic, twisted culture of angering the health gods or something. It's crazy. But people are also in denial about money and finances and currencies. They're in total denial. They think they're not going to lose their job, even though layoffs are accelerating. Millions of people are going to lose their jobs this coming year in 2023 in the United States. And it's commonly known that most people tend to overestimate their importance in the job market or their importance in their particular company where they work. I've seen this myself, by the way, in years past. One time a few years back, I fired an employee who was goofing off at work. You know, instead of doing actual work, just goofing off. Very common these days. And I remember them saying something like, oh, you're not going to be able to function without me here. You know, good luck. And of course, we were back fully functioning 2 days later without them and haven't missed them since. People tend to think that they are the hub through which everything else functions. And so they don't think that they could be laid off. And in truth, there's going to be a lot of people laid off, not just unqualified people or people goofing off, but frankly, a lot of qualified people too. There are good people that are going to get laid off. And it's going to be difficult to get a new job because, well, the era of easy money is over unless the Fed reverses its, you know, money policy overnight and starts dropping interest rates, which doesn't seem likely. The era of easy money is over. And the era of sky-high consumer demand driving retail purchases and driving the service industry and driving manufacturing and so on, that's over too, because people have run out of money. So yeah, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, but the average person is in denial that this is even happening. Some people are just in denial about the economic reality in which we're living. They're in denial about inflation. And they say, oh, the official number is only 8.3% or whatever it is from the White House. But then when they themselves go out to a restaurant, that's double what it used to be, you know, even a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. It's double. A lot of groceries are up 50%. But somehow they tell themselves that's not happening or it's just temporary or whatever. No, it isn't. This is going to get worse for years to come. If you're living in denial about that, you know, get your head on right, because you're going to need to navigate this. You're going to have to budget better and be more economical in your decisions. This is true across the board. That is, if people want to eat and have heat for their homes and have electricity and so on, they're going to have to budget very carefully. But I think that denial comes from a cognitive cowardice. It's the mental inability to imagine a world different than the one in which you live and experience day to day. So the typical oblivious person wakes up, oh, this all looks familiar, you know, and goes into a routine and a pattern and maybe goes to work, gets a paycheck, buys a Starbucks coffee, on and on. It's the same pattern. It's the same routine. It becomes all very normal. And it has a kind of a mental momentum where they think that everything's going to be the same because it always has been, or at least in recent memory. It takes a lot of cognitive courage to imagine something totally different than what you're experiencing now. That could be good or bad. I mean, it takes courage to imagine a better world. It also takes courage to imagine a collapsed world, either way. In fact, it may take more courage to imagine a collapsed world because it's, you know, quote, scary to a lot of people. And so they just aren't willing to go there. They're not willing to consider it. They're not willing to think that the dollar's going to collapse. It's going to be worthless one day. Because that's exactly where every fiat currency eventually ends up, without exception. It's going to be worthless. But they can't conceive of that. It just hasn't happened in their lifetimes. The dollar? Are you kidding me? It's the world reserve currency. Well, they don't even know that, by the way. All they know is it's just all they know. It's the dollar is because it always has been for their whole life, and that's it. They never questioned it. They don't know where it comes from. They don't know what it means, what it represents. None of that. So if it disappears one day or the value goes to zero, their world will be shattered. And they'll suffer a psychic break, which is what happens when things go wrong and currencies collapse and nations fall and wars break out and natural disasters wipe things out and so on. People suffer psychic breaks because they just never imagined anything going wrong, never saw anything different ever happening in their lives. So I would say, now you listening to this, obviously you and I, we're all quite skilled at imagining all kinds of different outcomes. We can imagine positive things and negative things. We're not surprised by total collapse. It just frankly seems to be the way things are going. I hope it doesn't go into total collapse, but it's a possibility that we've all considered, right? So I would just say it's a good mental rehearsal to consider all the possibilities of where things are going and also to imagine different outcomes in your world and be prepared for that wide array of different outcomes, because it's difficult to know which one is going to be the right one. Because there are black swan events, things that people cannot anticipate, and there are events outside of your control. And then there's also, you know, divine intervention. So maybe ultimately it's all good news, but maybe it's bad news first and then good news. What I say is just be prepared for the full spectrum of possible outcomes, because through that, then you will be mentally ready for what comes no matter what it looks like. And I think that's one of the best ways to get through all of this. Be prepared for every possible outcome. And then it won't shock you, and you won't be living in denial. You'll be living in anticipation, in preparedness for what may be coming. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.